What causes men of the spirit to say the things they say and get the results they get? And it came to pass when the king heard the words of the woman that he rent his clothes and he passed by upon the wall. And the people looked and behold, he had sackcloth within upon his flesh. And then he said, God do so and more also to me. If the head of Elisha, the son of Shaphat, shall stand on him this day. Notice when a president could look at the economy and blame prophets. That means they have grown a certain level of understanding that if prophets wanted an economy to work, they can make it happen. Now, you're missing this. You're missing this one. Notice here, the scripture says he looked at this and said, the prophet is the one who messed up my economy. Now, if a prophet can be responsible for the economy of a nation, how much more your finances? Then he said, God, do so and more also to me. If the head of Elisha, the son of Shaphat, shall stand on him today. Notice, when that lady danced, Salome danced, she danced until the king said, I can give you my kingdom, half of my kingdom, or the head of a prophet. Maybe you don't understand. They say he had over 5 countries he was in control over. So he was willing to give 2.5 countries for the head of a prophet. That means according to the measurement of this satanic preacher, this satanic demon, this satanic king, he measured the value of the life of a prophet to equivalence to 2.5 countries. Now imagine, that means he's saying it is possible, according to his belief, it was possible for a country to be controlled by one prophet for 2.5 countries. Are you a country? Today, I speak to your finances. In this new wine season, I decree the new over your life. I said the new over your life. Where was the prophet? But Elisha sat in his house, and the elders sat with him, and the king sent a man before him. But hey, the messenger came to him. He said to the elders, see ye how this son of a murderer has sent to take away my head. Look, when the messenger, watch this, cometh, shut the door. So the prophet had protocol. No, you did not hear me. The prophet could control 2.5 countries. But he says when he sent someone, please, protocol, shut the door. Someone said, why would you need a protocol if you're a man of God? Jesus said to his disciples, whosoever has 2 jackets, sell one, buy a sword. For it is not good for a prophet to die outside Jerusalem. That means Jesus was looking for protection. And while he yet talked with them, behold, the messenger came down unto him. And he said, behold, this evil is of the Lord. What would I wait for the Lord any longer? Notice, stay there. Notice. Maybe you're not getting me. Now, imagine the Lord is behind there. Now, this is the Lord. The next thing we are finding, listen, the next thing we are finding is this man is God. The prophet is here waiting for the Lord to come, and the Lord is not coming. So the prophet says, I don't wait for God any longer. In other words, I have the power to represent the God who has not come here. I'm speaking to someone here that you yourself, when you arrive at your house, they say, God has arrived. I told you this. Say your name. What is your name? Say, shout out your name. Yes. So you say, you better angel is here. Jehovah is here. You better angel is here. The Holy Ghost is here. He says, what shall I wait for God any longer? That means the prophet was saying, I don't need to wait for God because he's not talking. This was a financial problem. He said, I'm not waiting for God to speak. So what did he say? Chapter 7, verse number 1. And Elisha said, obey the word of the Lord. Where do you get it? No, see, they still. Where did you get the word of God? You told us, God, you are no longer waiting for him. Then all of a sudden, when he realized God was delaying his answers, he said, I speak for him now. Hear the voice of the Lord. From you? See your prayers. You're waiting for God to utter words. Yet the Bible says ye are gods and scripture cannot be broken. That means you can speak on behalf of God. Speak to your situation. I said speak to your situation. The Bible says as you speak, speak as if you are speaking the oracles of God. It's not talking to apostles or prophets. He's speaking about you. When you utter words, let them be like you're speaking the oracles of God. Now, what makes a man be able to just talk? I spoke to you of Umar Okpai, how he was invited to a certain location and they got to the blockade and they said, now speak. Are you Muslim? Are you this? Are you this? Said, if you can speak in Arabic, you will die. He just said, let me speak you. I said, he said, I speak in it. Yeah, I know the language. He said, speak. He had not learned one word. He spoke in tongues and it was correct. Brother Kenneth Hagin went to a certain location and he preached as he spoke on the stage. He realized he was speaking in tongues and realized everyone on in the church was lying prostrate on the ground, crying and praying. Now he wants to preach. He doesn't know. He's speaking in tongues and looking at the preacher like, I need to start now. The preacher had to run to him and said, you need to shut up. Don't say the things you are saying. He said, I'm just praying in tongues. He said, no, you just told them God is here. You need to lie on your... No, I know you're missing this already. There is a language in the spirit. Listen, you don't have to speak Germany. You can be speaking your language and they will hear it in their own language. I want to. The Bible says in the book of Acts that as they were speaking in other tongues, the people downstairs could hear them in their own language. No, it didn't mean that they were speaking in their own language. They were speaking in tongues. They were not speaking Shona or Zulu on Ntebele. No, they were speaking their own tongues. And then Ntebele could decode them in Ntebele. 1 Corinthians chapter number 7, verse number 25. 1, 2, 3. I have no commandment of the Lord. The man is saying, now, concerning virgins, God did not speak to me. So what are you about to tell us, Paul, when you say concerning virgins, you don't have any word from God concerning virgins. So why are you even talking about it if God did not speak to you? He says something that is very, very astounding. He says, yet I give my judgment. You see, I can see you just missed the point right there. He says, I don't have the power to give you what God has said because God has not spoken. But if God has not spoken, I speak for God. You missed that part. Let me try this side here. He's saying, I don't have any instruction God has given me. But I have a commandment I can give when God has not spoken. So it might be that in the Bible you have no car written in there. Oh, there is no deal for 100 million written in the Bible for you. So concerning your $100 million, I have no commandment of the Lord, yet I give my judgment. Somebody's missing what I'm trying to say now. I give my judgment. I speak as a prophet. You might have slept at 5 a.m. You started by browsing and you went to perusing the Bible and you have not found a word for your case because maybe the pages of the Bible are not covering your situation. As concerning virgins, I have no commandment, But I give my judgment. That 100 million deal is happening, come what may. That marriage that has eluded you for 14 years might not happen to you, but by commandment. Yet, I give my judgment as one that has obtained mercy of the Lord to be faithful. The man is saying, I have received a certain level of mercy and grace, that whatever I speak is equivalent to the Holy Ghost talking. So the reason why God left out your $2 from the scriptures is because he anointed some people who can speak where he omitted. I wish I could talk to somebody. But this season of new wine, you don't have to wait for your better angel. You can just drink your fill and stand in your house and stagger and say 29 million is coming. 25 billion is coming. I don't know what it is, but